Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. I almost just messed up the name of our show just there. Oh, I was like, Taylor Swift.
Welcome back to Taylor Swift.
Welcome. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Happy Tuesday. Exciting weekend. Exciting Friday.
Exciting weekend.
We had an exciting weekend. Well, because we got playlists.
That's true. Yes.
That's all. Okay.
I was confused. Upcoming weekend is exciting.
No. This past weekend was chock full of attention. We got a little bit of attention from our girl Tay.
Finally.
And actually, as we speak, it's currently Monday afternoon. We are in the middle of the eclipse.
Yeah.
The eclipse is happening right now. Hopefully, we will be outside looking directly into the sun in time for it to be over Manhattan.
I think there's a small sliver right now.
I think so too. But because of the eclipse, did you see what Taylor put?
I did.
She
just posted on her Instagram.
A little video of herself writing on the typewriter and the words. Hold on. I got to get there. Of course, I screen recorded the video and didn't just screenshot it, so now I have to wait. It says,
it's in the caption.
It says, crowd goes wild at her fingertips, half moonshine, full eclipse. Mm. So it all makes sense.
Yeah. Good timing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the,
surely
the universe all just turns towards Taylor Swift. Everything
Absolutely.
Works out in her favor.
She loves an eclipse. She, where else? Hoax?
Hoax,
I saw you post.
Yeah, an eclipse sun.
Eclipse
my only
sun.
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that. She loves an eclipse. I do think that an eclipse, whether it's solar or lunar, is a good way to describe that feeling of like your light dimming somehow.
Yeah, totally.
Know? I think that like the moon going in front of the sun and blocking it out, like that's so massive.
Yeah.
And then I think even like the, you know, a lunar eclipse when the sun goes over the moon and everything is dark because it's the only source of light, like that has its own dramatic, like ultimately it's the same message of my light was dimmed by something else.
I didn't even really think about it in that way, but that is a really good example of
it. It's a good metaphor.
Yeah, totally, mm-hmm. totally.
So hope you didn't burn your corneas out looking at the eclipse yesterday, wherever you were, if you were able to see it, lucky enough. And that's about it. Gia, how are you doing otherwise?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Good weekend, chill. Didn't really do anything.
Love it.
So I'm kind of just like middle tier, you know?
Yeah,
I'm like this when you do it like in third grade.
Yeah, I think I'm right about there as well.
Yeah.
I had a good weekend. It was my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday to your brother.
Yay, precious angel. He came. My cousins came and surprised him as well. So we had a lovely little like vegging weekend. We watched some movies. We did some, you know, had just like hung out.
Love.
Ordered a lot of food. Got a little Mexican lunch one day. Went to a little Mexican spot near
Very
me.
Very lovely.
I had a little sangria.
How old did you turn?
26.
Nice.
26.
Nice.
Precious angel. Love him so much. And he may still be at my house actually right now. He's supposed to leave at some point today, but I don't know when. So
that's funny.
He might still be there when I get back.
Yeah, that's funny.
But so we had a lovely weekend doing that. I was watching, he really likes Avatar. Like
love
Avatar.
Last Airbender.
Yeah, and me too. He got me into it, so I started watching it. And so we were watching the last two seasons of Korra.
Okay.
The new one, whatever. So, and it was excellent. It was really good.
Yeah, I like Korra.
I don't know if there's like Swiftie, Avatar, Last Airbender.
Korra is, came out a while ago.
Right.
But it is like the newer, I guess it's like the sequel. Or not sequel, but like
it's
what
like
happens
after the fact.
Yeah,
it's like Aang's kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole thing. But yes, we watched the last. He had already seen them. We just put them on and we were watching.
I watched a lot of basketball.
I was gonna say, heavy basketball weekend.
Heavy basketball weekend.
Welcome. I had no idea that superstar Caitlin Clark was a Swiftie.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that either.
No,
I saw her
idea.
Singing "Enchanted."
Yes.
Was it? Yeah.
Yes. And apparently she went to the show. She went to her surprise song was Dear John.
Lucky bitch.
I know, right? So she's like a massive Swiftie. I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
And so we love that. I think it's, I blame everybody for not telling us.
Damn. Welcome, Caitlin.
Welcome,
I freaking
Caitlin.
Love her.
Welcome, Caitlin. And good job, good effort.
In
the final.
A for effort for sure.
A for effort. Feeling a little salty towards all of the other like older, like women basketball players who are salty about Caitlyn, I've been like shining.
A lot about that.
Weird as fuck.
So weird.
We have to remember, ladies, that there is enough room for us all at the top, and we don't have to cut each other down to get there. I know we've been conditioned to believe otherwise, but we just have to remember that we don't have to talk shit. I know, unnecessarily about success. And I think that Taylor's a good example of that. People just want to tear her down for what? Because she's successful.
Yeah.
And we can't let that keep happening. Especially not girl on girl crime. We can't have that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
girl on girl crime.
We're turning over new leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves. That's how I feel. Yeah, we're trying. But anyway, so yes, on Friday, I believe it was, obviously, because we would have said, or no, maybe it was Thursday. What day did the playlist come out?
I think it was either Thursday night or Friday. I don't remember, honestly.
Me neither. One of the days.
See when I posted
it. Must
it.
Have been Friday, because we would have talked about it.
It was Friday, I remember, yes. Yeah, it was Friday, because, yes, because I took...
We would have had a conversation about it. Yeah. So, Taylor Swift went ahead and put out a few playlists, 5 to be exact, on Apple Music, where she compiled in each playlist. Each one is a different phase of heartbreak, is what she's calling it. It's basically
stages
like
of
the
grief.
Stages of grief, but not quite. Like, there's only 5, and so she's calling it, like, stages of heartbreak or whatever.
Right, okay.
Like, that's what it is. And each playlist is a different thing. Denial, anger, depression.
Bargaining.
Bargaining and acceptance.
Yeah.
And she used some of her older songs to put into these playlists. And boy, oh boy. Is it telling us a lot about these songs?
It had everybody talking for sure.
Talking.
It's interesting because I guess, you know, everyone had those theories, like the 5 stages of grief. Or is there 5 stages of grief? Yeah, right?
I think there's more. I think there's 7 stages of grief. Like,
okay.
I feel like there are more stages of grief than there are for this.
Yeah.
6
that's
maybe?
What I thought, too.
Let's see. How many stages of grief? Maybe there are 5. How many?
I thought there was 5, but
stages
I thought maybe I was missing a few.
Oh, no, it is 5. Mm. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
Okay.
But then why, for some reason, I thought that it didn't make sense. Because weren't people, like, when people were trying to guess the things she was putting out, weren't they putting, like, 6 or 7? Like, maybe people were anticipating more than that?
I don't know. Maybe they were.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But you're right. And I was wrong.
But it is interesting because I guess she made these playlists after seeing everybody's fan theories about the 5 stages of grief. Look, so everybody had these theories that the vinyl variants were kind of representing the different stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she liked that idea. So she, this wasn't a,
just made that.
This wasn't a confirmation
got
of.
It,
yeah,
got
yeah,
it, got
yeah.
it, got it. So, right. So she just so happened to have put out one of each kind and decided to then later go back and make these playlists for us, which is very exciting. And I think that we need to analyze each one. And I think that's what we're going to spend pretty much the whole day doing. Quickly, though, a couple things.
Yeah, there's a few.
What else happened over the weekend? I think that...
today is the 1 year of Joe and Taylor breaking up.
Today being Monday.
Well, at least
Monday the 8th.
Of the announcement.
1 year of the announcement. Yep, 1 year of the announcement. That's something. That's wild and crazy.
It is crazy that it's been only a year.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like... I don't know. It feels like they broke up so long ago.
It feels like we've lived a million lives since then.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, I don't feel like that was a new thing. Also, I was talking about that over the weekend because my brother's birthday is April 5th. And so he was visiting my house last year as well when we got the news that Joe and Taylor broke up.
Oh,
and,
that's funny.
And one of his girlfriends was over as well, and who's a massive Swiftie, and we both like saw the news and didn't believe it. We were like, "Oh my god, no way!" Like, there's no chance. Like, we were inconsolable. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I remember thinking that too when I first saw it. I was like, "No, this is not true." Like, there's literally
no way. I was like,
no,
I don't believe
way.
These outlets. Yeah. Like, I don't believe any of this. Whatever. And then I think I forget who was the outlet that I believed. Maybe like a People magazine,
probably
or News
something
or something
like that.
I usually believe
TMZ
them.
Or something.
Yeah, TMZ. I don't always believe right away. But usually they're on the right track. They're very where there's smoke, there's fire. But anyway, so that happened. We had Morgan Wallen.
Yeah,
Morgan Wallen made a joke. Well, Morgan Wallen, you know, listen, I know.
Do you like him?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
not even a little bit. And I know that there are people who like his music a lot. I am just not. We've talked about this before. I'm not a country girl, so I don't feel that like. Pull towards him.
Yeah.
I don't die for his music. I don't die for his songs. I think he as a person is an asshole.
Yeah.
And I've just always thought that.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you want to go down and hit the rabbit hole of his wrongdoings, you can. But the reason we're talking about him today is because at one of his shows a couple days ago, he said that they broke the record for the amount of people in the stadium they were at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to try to, you know, or at least until Taylor Swift comes to town, which is arguably not a, that's not a bad joke.
No, it's
that's
funny.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine to say. It's However, true. This is where, right, and it's true. And she will be going there, I guess. I forget where it was. It must have been like New Orleans or something.
Right.
I don't know, but whatever. So the thing about it that we can't ignore is tone. This is a thing where tone comes into play very hard. And so people want to, they'll hear the words and they'll be like, he didn't say anything. It was the tone in which he said it.
Okay.
So he said, like, until Taylor Swift comes to town. Okay. And then the audience, which if you, again, I don't want to alienate the crossover Morgan Wallen Swifty fans, although I think you should reevaluate. But I think, most of the Morgan Wallen audience, I would say, most, I'm confident in saying that, are not shared with Taylor Swift.
You His think fans, so?
Yes. I don't know. Yes, I think that they are not the same. Because it's a lot of, as anything happens with country music specifically, politics get in the way.
Right.
And he is unintentionally politically charged, I think. So when saying something like that with that kind of tone, it kind of incites your audience of primarily men to boo the stage, which is what they did. And then instead of like people had, I'm going back to, I think it was like a, whoever that like heavy metal band or whatever.
Yeah. I remember.
I forget who it was exactly. Someone like tried to talk shit from the audience and he went hard. I mean like, no way. Like we respect Taylor Swift here. Like we like her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Instead of doing that, the whole people are booing in the crowd, and Morgan was like, "Ah, oh, nah, you don't have to do all that," in like that kind of tone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Bitch, you know exactly what you're doing. You're trying to rile people up. You're trying to make a joke. You're trying to do whatever." My thoughts on that are just don't talk about her. If you know that this isn't a Taylor Swift audience, don't make a joke about Taylor Swift.
If you want to like make a joke, but like your crowd reacts like that, like maybe be like, hey, like don't boo someone, like she's
or be
really,
serious, exactly. Yeah. Like you can, what he said, I believe was not offensive because he's correct.
No, it's
she
funny.
Is gonna break his record.
Yeah,
it's funny.
True.
She breaks everybody's records. Whatever, that's so fine. It was his reaction to the crowd's reaction, and I also think that he knew how the crowd was gonna react, and that's how they reacted. But whatever, that's again my own personal feelings. I'm sorry to the I'm sorry to the crossover Swifties.
Yeah, me too. I don't like Morgan Wallen at all.
I fucking hate him.
Everything that he represents.
Yeah,
is
I'll
like,
go as far as to say I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah,
like I just do.
I highly
like him
dislike
at all.
Him. I just think he is like the bread and butter for like the worst type of people.
Yes.
But yeah,
which is what I mean about his audience.
Right.
Like they're not.
I know,
like,
but I would just think like maybe because like country, like there has to be some crossover, like the girls. But I don't
the girls,
know.
Yes. Yeah. There are girl crossover fans, but the guys, like in my eyes, Morgan Wallen fans are the guys who like are pissed off that she's at the football game. You know?
Yeah,
that's 1,000%. A crossover.
Yeah.
So
and
whatever.
Like they don't drink Bud Light anymore.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the crew that's going to a Morgan Wallen concert. So, and that's just not my crew. But as usual, step by step from town to town, karma comes back around.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Morgan Wallen decided to get drunk at a bar in Nashville at Eric Church's bar and throw a chair off a 6-story fucking.
Like, are you 12?
What an asshole!
Yeah.
He's 30 years old. 31
yeah,
years
it's
old.
Insane.
I thought he was younger.
In your big age.
At your big age,
yeah.
That's my age. Imagine if I throw a fucking.
I would be. Like,
imagine if I did that.
Yeah,
at a bar.
I would actually be so mad at you.
No, it would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like that's the most embarrassing behavior. And listen, I get it. Like he clearly has a problem with alcohol. He's arrested. He's been arrested a handful of times.
Yeah.
He's always drunk, carrying on, doing something ridiculous. Get a handle on it then, because now he's got felony charges.
Yeah.
You know, he threw a chair off a 6-story building.
Yeah, he could have killed someone.
Could have killed somebody. It landed on the ground next to 2 cops and they arrested him. And that's what's happening.
It's
crazy. And he's, you know, out on bail, $15,000 something, which seems
like something that like my guy friends would do like in like high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In high school, college, frat boy bullshit, like whatever. That's what it is.
Like,
and I understand.
Shit, you threw a chair.
Yes. And that is, by the way, also the audience that Morgan Wallen appeals to. But he has to know as a 30, 31 year old man that you are not 22 and getting blackout drunk and throwing a chair over a railing isn't cute or funny anymore.
Yeah. It's just kind of sad, honestly.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, get help, dude. Like, figure it out, whatever. And that's on you. But like I said, karma comes back around.
Yeah. When I found out he got arrested later, I was like, I was really just like, I can't even. This just is a perfect setup to an ending of a.
And it was, and the bar was called Chiefs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's just like hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Everything, the universe.
Yeah.
Rotates around Taylor Swift.
The universe really
does.
That's
so funny. Yeah.
And again, like, I mean, he really did not say something bad. I just wish that he didn't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Is more what I. Yeah. Because he knows better than that. Or maybe he doesn't, to be honest. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, clearly, if he's throwing chairs off fucking buildings, and maybe he doesn't.
Exactly.
Really have a good head on his shoulders.
Exactly. So that's just tough. You can like his music, whatever, but it's tough to argue that he's a good guy these days.
Right.
Or at least not an asshole.
Right.
You know, maybe he's not a piece of shit, but he's certainly an asshole.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I feel, I'm trying to think of what else.
What do I have? All I have is 1 year breakup, Morgan Wallen, and the playlist and the story that she posted today.
Okay, guys, quick break for Bull and Branch. Who is following the famous Miss Peaches? I know I am. I'm obsessed with Miss Peaches right now. And did you guys catch that live stream of Dave unboxing gifts for her? Because in that live stream, Bull and Branch was featured. They sent over sheets, or like a pillowcase, I think it was, for Miss Peaches. And I was like, oh my God, I need whatever Miss Peaches has, I need to get, basically. So I have the mineral sheets, and that's the color of them, mineral. They're so nice. They're like ocean blue, very, very luxurious, very, very beautiful blue color. Bull and Branch's signature sheets are the perfect way to start upgrading your sleep. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer with every single wash. This is actually so true because obviously you have to wash your sheets when you first get them. So I washed them and they were amazing. And then when I washed them again a couple weeks later, even better the next time. They're made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free of toxins. They feel super buttery, soft, yet super breathable. They're perfect for warm weather months and are loved by millions of sleepers. I'm someone who sweats in their sleep a lot. And if I'm like the slightest bit hot, I'm so uncomfortable and I will not be able to fall asleep. So the fact that they're super breathable in like the summer months is huge. And they also come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King. They have so many cool colors. I had such a hard time picking which ones I wanted. So sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bull & Branch during their best discount of the entire season. See for yourself why Bull & Branch sheets were famous Miss Peach's favorite gift of the night at bullandbranch.com with promo code KEEGS for 20% off. That's right. Get 20% off your order and when you use promo code KEEGS at bullandbranch.com, KEEGS. That's Bull & Branch, BOLLAND, branch.com, promo code KEEGS, 20% off. It's huge. You're not going to want to miss this. Keegs, KEEGS. Exclusions apply. See site for details. We love Bull & Branch. Seriously, they have been so, so unbelievably kind to us throughout this whole process of starting Taylor Watch. And I've been literally sleeping like a baby ever since I have been using their sheets. So I can't recommend it enough.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So then let's get into the playlist because I think that they are magnificent.
Yeah.
I think that this making these playlists is a stroke of genius.
Sad day for Spotify users as well.
Sad day for Spotify users. Although I'm sure, has somebody not like just recreated them on Spotify
probably
by now? I'm sure.
I would assume.
My mom is upset. My mom is texting. Eclipse blocked by cloud. I only saw beginning. Looks like a cloudy day here. But it's also not yet. You know?
Interesting.
Oh, my friend in Texas sending a video. But it doesn't look that dark. Or he says pitch black.
Doesn't.
Oh, no, it does, actually. It does. Look how dark it is outside.
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyway, eclipse. Sorry. Everybody's probably bored of the eclipse by the time they're listening to this, because that's all anybody's going to be talking about.
I should have written down what she said on each. I guess I could just play them on each.
Yeah, play them
thing.
Out loud. Let's play them out loud.
Because I should have remembered what she said, but I don't remember. But hold on, let me pull up the video. So the first one's denial.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what she said about that.
Okay, so the first
one. Oh, that's my voice.
I love you. It's ruining.
Oh,
my
I
life.
Love you. It's
oh wait,
ruining
do you want me to play
life.
From? Do you want me to just play from Apple Music?
Oh yeah, do you have Apple
yeah,
Music?
I do.
Oh yeah, just play
yeah,
from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
How did you get your hands on it?
Do you have Apple Music I signed well? Up to Apple Music for like a second, but I have it. I did like the free trial, but I
that's hilarious.
I have it on my laptop, not got on it. My phone.
Oh, got it. No, I have it on my. See, I have all because for exactly for
just
things
in case,
like this.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because I'm a victim of FOMO and I can't be changed.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, let's see. Now that we don't talk. I don't know why that's in
my
head.
I don't have to pretend I like acid rock.
All right. You don't get to tell me about sad. Or no, is I love you, it's ruining my life, I think is the first one.
Yeah.
Kind of out of order. Okay.
I love you, it's ruining. I can tell from the.
That the first one is I love you, it's ruining my
yeah.
life, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I love you, it's ruining my life. This is the message from Taylor.
Hey, Apple Music. Welcome to my I Love You, It's Ruining My Life playlist. This is a list of songs about getting so caught up in the idea of something that you have a hard time seeing the red flags, possibly resulting in moments of denial and maybe a little bit of delusion.
Mm-hmm.
Results may vary.
So denial and a little bit of delusion,
yep.
Which is funny.
Yep, which I think we've all fallen victim to.
Yes.
We've all been in there, but the list of songs on here is, you know, we're fucking shook.
Yeah.
Would you like to read them?
Lover. No, so that was just the biggest one that stuck out to me was Lover. I was
Lover
like,
being
I can't
on this
believe
list.
That Lover's on this list.
It's these playlists, and we'll talk about it more as we go through them, have made me look at the Lover album differently.
Yeah, totally.
And not in a bad way. I still love the songs, but it does bring forth this sense of delusion,
yeah.
desperation, which
yeah.
like, was always kind of there, but I think it had been packaged to us, Lover specifically, as like this, like all just like, ooh, I'm so in love and
yeah.
this is normal and this is fine. But
yeah.
right, through the lens of the breakup.
Yeah,
it's
especially
like,
all the people
damn.
Like breaking down the lyrics and stuff.
Yep.
Like, can I go where you go? Can we always be this close?
Yep,
like,
yep.
It's more like, it sounds
it's,
now more like
it's desperate.
Very desperate.
Yeah.
yeah,
very desperate.
But it's Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Sweet Nothing, Glitch, Betty, Willow, Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, False God, Style, Wildest Dreams, Treacherous, Untouchable, That's When Ours, Superman, Bejeweled. Interesting that Bejeweled is on there.
Very interesting that Bejeweled is there, because
yeah.
Bejeweled to me sounds like an acceptance song.
Yeah, me too.
Than anything else. But maybe she just threw it in there to
yeah.
to wrap it all up. Out of all these songs, I would say Sweet Nothing is also very loud
yeah.
on this one.
Yeah.
And I forget who was talking about. I was talking to my friend's, my brother's friend who said this. Sarah, by the way. Shout out to Sarah. I was talking to Sarah and she said that she either saw somewhere or had this original thought. I'm not sure exactly where, but about Sweet Nothing that in like this tone of like sadness, like on the way home, I wrote a poem. He says, oh, what a mind. Mm. It happens all the time. Kind of like that when you first hear it. It sounds sweet, like you think of him like, oh, what a mind.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's like, huh, what a mind.
Right.
And it just kind of moves on.
Right.
And I wonder, like, it changes the tone of the song. And if it's in this denial phase, it kind of makes me think like, you know, she's like, babe, look, I did this, I did that. And it just kind of is like, all
right,
cool
right.
babe, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so
I wonder
how that is.
She wrote these songs with that intention. Like, when she wrote Lover, do you think she had that intention of it sounding a little
desperate? I think yes, because I think that if something that Taylor has done in her lyrics or like over time, it's that she likes the over exaggerated feelings, whether it is happiness, sadness,
right.
Love, hate, whatever. And I think that it makes it a little punchier. And I think the Lover album, she really wanted it to be like bubblegum love for the most part. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I'm head over heels, this and that. And even the sadder songs on Lover, Death by a Thousand Cuts, are upbeat and
yeah.
and kind of like, I don't know, this energy surrounds it that makes you think that she wanted to hit you in the face with how much she was in love.
Right.
You know? But I think when you're doing that, it's almost like, look, see, I'm in
right,
love.
Right,
like,
right, right.
I'm proving
trying,
it.
Yeah,
you
right,
know?
Right, right.
So in retrospect, it looks kind of funny. But then also on this list, like a lot of these are obvious, I think. Like Style is a good
yeah.
one. Wildest Dreams.
Treacherous. Yeah.
Hours. Superman.
Yeah.
Superman was the most obvious for me on this one. But I also think that false god being on there is interesting, because I always just thought of that as like a sexy song. Yeah. I didn't really think of it as like a delusional song.
Yeah.
But maybe she's out here being like, yeah, the sex wasn't that great.
Or I was thinking maybe it's like they like using like the lust that you have for each other as like the last like hope, you know what I mean?
Sure, totally. But the one that I really also thought on this that is sad, and now we're seeing a lot of clips come from the Long Pond studio sessions, is Betty being on this. And I'm starting to wonder and worry that Taylor is Betty. That's like what people are thinking, that she, and then because in that clip that I keep seeing going around from the Long Pond sessions, she goes on to talk about how she thinks ultimately Betty and James will get together.
Yeah.
So I used to think that like this was just a story and, you know, whatever, blah, blah. I now think Taylor is Betty, Joe is James, and in order for Taylor to process, this is a stretch, and I'm not accusing anyone, but some signs point to cheating. I'm just saying it. People are saying it. And based on these songs,
I know who you're gonna say.
Is that, no, I'm not going to say even a person. Oh. I'm just saying that there may be a person who she, in order to process what potentially happened, she wrote August about. Because she stands up for August.
Yeah.
Because, especially in Long Pond sessions, she says something like, August was just a girl, too, who thought that she was in love. And really, it was James that, like, was the problem. And that August just wants to find love, too, and she's desperate and whatever. And in my head, I was like, when that song came out, I wondered if Taylor had experience being in August in order to write that song.
Right.
But maybe she put herself in that position to write the song to, like, get over things. Because she says over and over again that she uses this music to get over stuff.
Right.
And Folklore Time, right after Lover, like, it just kind of all fits.
Very interesting theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff about that girl from Conversations with Friends.
Yes, who, by the way, is also Venetia from Saltburn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked her.
I liked her, too. Yeah, and well, I liked her in Conversations with Friends.
Talk about a completely different vibe of characters. But,
totally different vibe.
But yeah, I've just been seeing a lot of people speculating some speculations.
I've been seeing that, too. The
and
Instagram
I try not
post.
To get, I try not to get too into it because Agreed. You never know, but...
There's an Instagram post posted of the two of them on April 19th,
yeah,
people are saying.
Yeah.
There's some kind of like party, whatever. I don't know how to feel about that. I think that there could also just be an element of jealousy without there having been actual like infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
That I think.
Or like emotional cheating.
Emotional
or something,
cheating.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I do think that those things can come into play.
Yeah.
It also could have been one-sided by Joe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it could have been, like, I think there are a few avenues for that.
Yeah.
And for that, I think we're going to have to wait for the album, you know, just to see. We need to know whether or not he cheated.
Right.
that's what I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
But interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Sad playlist.
So, yeah. The next one's
I'll
Anger.
Play the next one. The next
I
one,
don't know what song she uses.
You don't get to tell me about sad
okay,
songs.
Yeah.
This is what she says.
Hey, Apple Music. Welcome to my You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad playlist. These songs all have one thing in common. I wrote them while feeling anger. Over the years, I've learned that anger can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. But the healthiest way that it manifests itself in my life is when I can write a song about it. And then oftentimes that helps me get past it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sharp enough to kill a man.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right.
I think this one just kind of speaks for
this
itself,
totally
honestly.
Speaks for itself.
All of them. Vigilante shit, high infidelity, what it coulda, shoulda, exile, illicit affairs, mad woman, tolerate it, bad blood, is it over now? I knew you were trouble. We are never ever getting back together. The last time, the moment I knew, babe, I bet you think about me, dear John, better than revenge. Tell me why you're not sorry forever and always, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Wait, first of all, great songs, all great songs. I am just now thinking to look at how many songs are on each playlist.
Yeah.
On the I Love You, It's Ruining My Life playlist, there are 19 songs.
Hmm.
And then on the You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad playlist, there are 22 songs.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
There's also no Reputation songs on any of the albums.
No Reputation on any of them.
Which is kind of crazy. Or on the playlist,
though,
should I say.
I also, though, think that, because there are no debut either, right?
Yeah.
So, I think that, are there?
Maybe there isn't.
I saw ours, but is that? That's not a debut song.
No, ours isn't debut.
Is Speak Now, yeah. Yeah, so I think that just has to do with...
Interesting. Oh, right, Taylor's version. Taylor's version. Right, that makes sense.
Okay, so yes, I think that all of these songs are very obvious. I love Red getting all the shine. And oh, that's what somebody commented something on one of our posts the other day saying that she thinks that Taylor listens to our show because we had been, obviously, you know, and we're like, yeah, totally she does.
Yeah.
But we were saying last week... A girl called in and was going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And was looking for songs to kind of get over it.
Yeah.
And we gave her a bunch of ideas. And then also we're talking about the Red album being you know, whatever. And on this like anger playlist, there's six songs from Red.
Yeah.
Taylor's version.
That's funny. So maybe she did.
She really. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you were trouble. We were never ever getting back together. Last time moment I knew, babe. And I bet you think about me.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
Better I mean, Than Revenge also from Speak Now and Dear John. We love that.
Yeah. They're all bangers and they all kind of speak for themselves. Definitely. In my opinion, I think.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Next one is Bargaining.
Am I Allowed to Cry, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the message from Taylor.
Hi, Apple Music. You have found the Am I Allowed to Cry playlist. This playlist takes you through the songs that I've written when I was in the bargaining stage. Times when, you know, you're trying to make deals with yourself or someone that you care about. You're trying to make things better. You're oftentimes feeling really desperate because oftentimes we have a sort of gut intuition that tells us things are not going to go the way that we hope.
Yeah.
Which makes us more desperate, which makes us bargain more. Hope you enjoy the playlist.
Ugh. Imagine if she had a podcast.
God, I love
like,
her.
Every time I listen to these,
every time I hear her voice, I'm like, times.
I know, it's like kind of crazy. Anyway, yeah. So, all right, so read the songs.
So then we have The Great War, This Is Me Trying, Peace, The Archer, Cornelia Street, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Soon, You'll Get Better, Afterglow, I Wish You Would, Say Don't Go, Come Back, Be Here, Better Man, Story of Us, Haunted, Come In With the Rain, The Other Side of the Door, If This Was a Movie, Renegade.
This is a crazy playlist.
Crazy playlist.
19 songs.
Okay.
Just saying.
No. Mm-hmm. Same as the first one, right?
As the first one, yeah. So far, we're
the 19, ones that 20, really 19. Stuck out to me were Peace.
Yes.
And Cornelia Street.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Peace. Isn't that?
Completely.
Like, in the description of being, you know, desperate and that desperation leads to bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
That does make sense with Peace, like in that song.
Totally does.
But I never saw it as someone who was kind of like desperate for love. It was more to me like, or not desperate for love, but desperate for whatever she's looking for, acceptance. To me, it was always like, here's me as I am, like either take it or leave it kind of thing. Like,
oh, funny. I always saw it as a like, you're gonna leave me because I can't be exactly what it is. I've always thought Peace is like a really sad song.
No, same.
Yeah.
Not more like take me or leave me. More like
I was,
it will like this is what you're gonna get. You know what I mean? Like I'm sorry,
yes,
but like this is kind of what you're gonna
get. Yes, a little bit. I think the tone I always heard it in was like, I'm never going to, like, feeling bad for yourself. Like, I'm never going to be able to be exactly what you want. And will that be enough? Like, it's more like, oh, my God, like, can you deal with this in order to, like, keep loving me? Are you going to leave me, despite this or because of this?
Right.
And
I definitely see it as that, too.
Yeah.
But I guess it was just in my mind a little bit less... Like begging.
Yeah. I kind of always had a begging vibe from Peace.
Yeah.
But I always just thought it was like sweet. Because again, through the lens of him being like the sweetest guy, it was like, of course it's enough.
Yeah.
Like that's how in my head, I was like, oh, wow, he really loves her. And she still feels this way. Like she feels, you know, self-conscious and worried about losing him and blah, blah, blah. And,
but like in reality, he's like the one that's probably making her feel like
Exactly. Yeah. A glaring message or not message but a glaring piece of this, we have five lover songs on this one.
Okay.
Soon You'll Get Better, which is also like, oh well, I don't know if that falls so much into like that falls into heartbreak, but a different kind of heartbreak, because Soon You'll Get Better is obviously the song about her mom being sick.
Yeah.
And it definitely is a bargaining song.
Yeah.
And but that obviously has nothing to do with Joe or anybody.
Cornelia Street
Cornelia Street's so good. Death by a Thousand Cuts.
I don't get how Cornelia Street's on Bargaining. Like, but I guess it's like, I'll never walk, like,
I think you're desperate. Like, I think it's because, like, you mean so much to me, and this street means a lot to me, and it reminds me of you, and I won't walk this street again without you. Like, yeah. I need you to even, like, I need you to feel at home in this place. Yeah. That's where she lived.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
Like, I need you to feel like I'm at home.
Right.
Which is kind of, yeah, I think it falls in the category a little bit. Say Don't Go, obviously.
Right.
One of the more obvious ones. Better Man, love that, getting some shine on Better a playlist Man. Like this. Yeah,
yeah.
Love it. And how do you feel about Renegade being on here? I don't know that song very well.
I agree. Completely agree with.
But I know you do.
Because it's kind of like, it's, the lyrics are totally like Bargaining, like totally like, like, you need to get your shit together so that we can like, have like a good relationship. She's like, is it insensitive for me to say get your shit together so I can love you? Is it really your anxiety that's stops you from giving me everything, or do you just not want to?
Right
So it's kind of like being like, you have like, is this, are you really telling me how you feel to my face, or is this just an excuse for like not wanting to be 100% in it? You know what I mean? So I think it does make sense under that.
Totally.
Under that category.
Love that. Story of Us also. I like that being on here.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to cry? Okay. What's the next one?
Then it's Depression.
I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, right? Or no.
I think that's Acceptance.
Old Habits Die Screaming.
Yeah, that's Depression.
They're out of order on here for some reason. All right, here's the message. Sorry. Every time I go to say, like, here's the message from Taylor, it's because I'm reading a message from Taylor. Yeah. So I'm like, here's a message from Taylor.
Exclusive.
Hey, Apple Music, welcome to my Old Habits Die Screaming playlist, where we're going to be exploring the feelings of depression that often lace their way through my songs. In times like these, I'll write a song because I feel lonely or hopeless, and writing a song feels like the only way to process that intensity of an emotion. And while these things are really, really hard to go through, I often feel like when I'm either listening to songs or writing songs that deal with this intensity of loss and hopelessness, usually that's in the phase where I'm close to getting past that feeling.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a good, a great way to describe this. This playlist, my favorite playlist. It's got all of my all favorite songs on it.
Yeah, it's like all the saddest.
Yep.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky is... Oh, Soon You'll Get Better. I always get Soon You'll Get Better, Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Confused.
Yeah. Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Dear Reader, Maroon, You're Losing Me, My Tears Ricochet, Epiphany, Hoax, Champagne Problems, Coney Island, Right Where You Left Me, Nothing New, All Too Well, Forever Winter, We Were Happy, Last Kiss, Castles Crumbling, Carolina, White Horse. All such good songs. And I think they all fit perfectly in the category.
I think so,
none
too.
None of them really stood
also
out to
me. Also 19 songs. What do you think is the messaging behind this?
I don't know. April 19th.
She's very angry.
April 19th, 19
True,
songs.
True, could be, except for the one with 22 songs. That's why I'm like, but that was Anger. Anger had 22 songs. Mm. I think all of these make complete sense for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is the...
You're Losing Me.
This is Depression, right?
Yeah.
I think it makes total sense where you're just kind of wallowing in it.
Yeah.
I say it's my favorite album because, or my favorite playlist, because the majority of these songs are songs I listen to when I'm like trying to cry or like feeling sad.
You know what? Something just pops into my head.
What?
Another maybe theory of why Taylor listens to our podcast. You remember when we said All Too Well, 10 minute version kind of changes the... like meaning behind it. What did we say? All Too Well 10 minute version is kind of more like a anger.
It's more angry than,
and then it's interesting that she put just normal All Too Well on the depression area. So maybe like she sees the normal All Too Well as
she heard
the
what we
sadder
said.
Because she heard what we said about the longer said. Version having more of an angrier
it
tone.
It is like the longer version to me sounds stronger versus the All Too Well regular version is very sad. It's sad, depressed, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, and maybe 10-minute version has just, like, become this anthem because we've turned it into that and we scream sing it and it's become this whole thing. So I don't feel as sad about it as I used to. But it does have extra moments in it where you're like, I'm totally on your side. Like, I think this is literally the exact parts we were talking about when we were talking about it a few weeks ago or whatever, the, and you charmed my dad itself. Like, there's a more attitude behind it versus the regular version. It's just like, it's kind of a lot of sadness.
Yeah, totally.
More than anything.
Totally.
Yeah. Nothing new being on here is good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Right Where You Left Me?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's like the most, it's the, I think it's like one, such an accurate description of depression. Is. So, yeah.
Totally is. You're Losing Me, obviously.
Obviously.
So
My Tears Ricochet, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, all of these are just so obvious.
All of them are so good. Maroon for me being on here too. Hoax as well. But Maroon, whenever I listen to Maroon, it really is like, it's another really good description of depression. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel the part where it's like waking up, incense all over the place, drunk, your roommate's cheap screw top rosé. Like, that's all that kind of vibe where it's like everything is kind of a mess, but you're just like living in it.
Yeah.
And that to me is depression.
Totally.
So, okay. And the last one.
Acceptance.
Is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Uh-oh. Devin's outside talking about how she has glasses for everyone.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
317. It is 325. We're supposed to, it's supposed to be. Should we?
We're kind of ending on a perfect time.
Yeah, we're ending on a perfect time. All right.
Hey, Apple Music. You've made it to my I Can Do It With a Broken Heart playlist, where we finally find acceptance and can start moving forward from loss or heartbreak. These songs represent making room for more good in your life, making that choice. Because a lot of time when we lose things, we gain things too.
Yeah.
I think that's
actually
great.
I wonder if that girl that called in last week, if she's like, yes, like perfect timing for this
so
playlist.
So true, right? You know? Because it is very acceptance.
I wish I remember her name.
I forget if she was, me too. I forget if she was wanting to listen to like angry songs.
She said
or
she
acceptance.
Wanted like acceptance songs.
Okay, okay, okay.
Like she wanted songs to like help her get over
well,
it.
This
kind
is the
of.
Playlist for you, baby girl. This is the playlist for you. Yep. Happiness, you said, closure.
Yeah.
Yep. I forgot the
You're
existed,
on your own kid, Midnight Rain, Labyrinth, The One, August, Invisible String, Happiness, Long Story Short. Interesting that Invisible String is on there. Long Story Short, Closure, Evermore, It's Time to Go. Also interesting. Oh, but actually the ending of Evermore, that does make sense.
Yeah,
It's Time to Go, I Forgot That You Existed, Daylight, This Love, Clean, Now That We Don't Talk, Begin Again, Innocent, Breathe.
20 songs. I think that Invisible String being on here is very telling.
Mm.
Present day, because I think that she's accepting that we don't know where our invisible string is bringing us. There is not one person that is our invisible string, or maybe there is, there's always an invisible string tying you somewhere else and you never know.
Yeah.
And I think that's her accepting that, because obviously that was a song that she was singing on the tour and had to change because it was heartbreaking for her and changed it to The One. And them all in a row too is kind of crazy. Because, I mean, they are all folklore, so it makes sense. But The One being on there, and then August, I think August being on there as acceptance is, again, like, accepting that if there is another person in the picture, or whoever the August character is in her life, whether it's her or someone else, giving that person grace, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not quite at fault for their feelings.
Yeah.
And
another thing
and
I kept
that.
Seeing on TikTok was, like, people talking about invisible string. And how she uses, like, the line, like, isn't it just so pretty to think? Which kind of more means, like in this, like, delusion of grandeur. Like, isn't it so nice to think, like, that
that's
there's an invisible string? Like, it's not, like, it's more of, like, a...
I think that might be Hemingway.
Yeah, I think it is Hemingway. Like, it was more just, like, kind of like a dream. Like, isn't it just so pretty to think, like...
Yeah, it's Hemingway.
You know what I'm trying to say?
He said something... Yeah, no, 100%. Well, that's the... The Hemingway, isn't it pretty to think so, is the Hemingway quote. And that the way it's written is kind of like everything is the way it is. But isn't it pretty to think
exactly.
that there is an invisible string or that there is some sort of like power connecting you or whatever. It's not really the context in the poem that he writes it, but that's the context that she uses it in.
Yeah.
And that expression of isn't it just so pretty to think, it's like. Yeah, sure. The reality might be one thing, but isn't it nice to just live in delusion or live the way that it is?
Yeah.
And I think, too, it being on the acceptance playlist is like, isn't it just so pretty to think that there is still more to come? Mm-hmm. And it's not, maybe it wasn't the way that I thought it was, but it'll be.
That's beautiful.
It'll be however it is.
Yeah.
And however However the cookie crumbles is how the cookie crumbles.
Right, exactly.
And I think it's very telling. I'm going to be listening to these playlists nonstop. I can't decide which one I want to listen to. I did not listen at all this weekend because I couldn't throw myself into a hole, you know, because that's a quick way to do that. And I was like teetering on Friday anyway. I was like sobbing on my couch before my brother got here. I was like just in a mood, you know, just having a moment.
Right.
And so all weekend I was like, no, good mood, mm-hmm. can't ruin it, like whatever. And so now I am looking forward to crying later.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta cry it out.
I know. So I'm looking forward to crying it out. I definitely am gonna listen to the acceptance playlist a lot
for sure.
And I even it's like so the anger playlist is so good.
The
to
anger
have.
Playlist is great. But we're both angry girls. We are. We live through anger. I think we both have that in common. And that's how I like to operate. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's good that way.
Yeah.
Sorry. So thank you to Taylor for feeding us. We're
thank
well
you.
Fed.
Just a little tiny nibble.
Little nibble, which is fine. We're so close. Mm-hmm. At this point, what,
11
days?
11 days. Yep.
Can't fucking wait.
Can't even believe that it's happening so soon.
Can't wait. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we will see you guys on Thursday. If you want to call in, remember Thursday is our voicemail DM text episode. If you want to call in.
347-450-0723.
You can either call us, leave a voicemail, or you can text us on that number, or you can message the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Yay.
Please follow us everywhere. Please subscribe everywhere. We love you so much. And we have an eclipse to go catch.
Yes.
So we'll see you later.
Love you guys.
Bye.